In the 1990 movie Arachnophobia, a rural family is terrorized by killer spiders that live in the barn. Many in the audience relate easily to actor Jeff Daniels' primal fear.
Russ, you're going to have to take a step towards it.
Chris, I'm scared to death.
And we all are.
A real-life Kansas family has undergone a similar spider invasion, but as NPR's Eric Kneeler reports, this story has a much different ending.
Diane Barger and her family moved into a farmhouse outside Kansas City 6 years ago. They were looking for fresh air and country living. What they found were little eight-legged creatures.
We'd see spiders, I don't know, maybe one a week, until the time when we discovered that we had the recluse.
The recluse is the quarter-sized brown recluse spider. It lives only in the central Midwest. Even so, the recluse is blamed for tens of thousands of serious bites across the country every year. After Barger's 13-year-old daughter identified one, the family started finding them all over the house.
So we started looking around, and after, well, I think the first night we had found eight. So, you know, we think we're all going to die in the night. So the next day we found some more. We were up to 24, and then by the end of the week we'd found 100.
As its name suggests, the brown recluse spider is a shy, nocturnal creature that prefers to be left alone. The family moved their beds away from the walls so the spiders couldn't join them under the covers. Barger also contacted a brown recluse expert. He asked the family to collect all the spiders they could for 6 months. The project turned the Barger family into amateur entomologists.
Every single night, my husband and I spent 1.5 to 2 hours searching the whole house, and if we found a nice-sized spider, we would put a jar over it and slide a compact disc underneath it, turn it upside down, and pour alcohol over it to kill the spider.
It became kind of a contest.
I think our best night was about 37. We ended up with 2,055.
Even though they caught 2,055 spiders, the family was never bitten. The Barger story and that of two other Midwestern families has just been written up in the Journal of Medical Entomology. Author and spider expert Rick Vetter of the University of California at Riverside says these case studies show that the brown recluse is not the terror that many people believe it is.
Spiders get blamed for all kinds of wounds on people's bodies, internally, externally, and current research is finding that that's really erroneous, that basically when someone says it's a spider bite, that translates to I don't know.
Kevin Osterhout, attending physician at Philadelphia Children's Hospital, sees several dozen people each year with bumps and bites who are convinced that they have been bitten by this spider. He tells them that the brown recluse doesn't even live near Philadelphia.
I think that doctors are a large part to blame for perpetuating this myth, because a lot of people come in with their wound not knowing what it is, and a number of doctors will tell them, oh, that's a brown recluse spider bite.
Entomologists agree that the brown recluse spider does occasionally bite people, and its venom can cause serious problems if the bite is left untreated. But Osterhout says there are lots of things out there that are more likely to cause problems.
There are a lot of things that bite and sting out there, and bees and wasps and hornets that sting. We have spiders and ticks and centipedes that bite.
Like many people who live in brown recluse territory, the Barger family have learned to share their Kansas home.
We love it here, and the spiders, they haven't bothered us after this length of time, and we're not really too worried about them coming out and attacking us now.
Did you ever think of just getting out of there?
Well, we thought, how would we sell the house now after having all these recluse?
Now that it's wintertime, the spiders are dormant and aren't bothering anybody. But Barger says she'll be hunting them again when spring arrives. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.
If you want to get a good look at the brown recluse spider, a picture as well as clips from Arachnophobia are at npr.org.